what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today on this very special sailing expedition is Mr. Ronnie Karam. How are you, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
Hello. We are here to talk about Below Deck Sailing Yacht, the latest episode. Are you excited, Ronnie? Are you excited to do some below deck sailing today?
I remember your penis and my vagina.
I'm so over Gary. Like, it doesn't even bother me. Like, ew, I'm so over him. Love me, Gary. Love me.
You up for my permission to fuck a guy who's going to treat you like shit, all right?
And Ashley, oh my God. All of them are going crazy this week. Daisy's kind of off the rails this week. You don't go try to fuck her roommate right after you fucked her, am I right? Like, wow, Gary has really made everybody crazy.
He really does. He just goes right in there like a wrecking ball.
Like a wrecking ball.
So anyway, we're obviously kind of loopy today. Who wouldn't be? We're talking Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Just a quick shout out. Go, support us on Patreon, get access to bonus episodes, Crappens on Demand, which is video stuff, video content, our Discord community. It's all there. So go support there. We got merch at crappensmerch.com. Really cute, fun stuff. We're obviously not on tour right now, but when we were on tour, it was really cool seeing people wearing all that stuff. It was awesome. And lastly, on Monday nights, we got Take a Seat on Spotify Live. So you don't have to be a Spotify user, but it makes it a lot easier. It's a free interactive show. We talk, you talk. So be sure to put that in your calendar for this coming Monday. We didn't do it this past week, but we'll be back this coming Monday. So that's all the fun stuff that you should be aware of. So let's get right into Below Deck Sailing Yacht, shall we? It was a huge cliffhanger, a massively huge cliffhanger that hung in our heads all week long, which is, will Parsifal win an exhibition race against a boat we've never heard of before? I don't know. I was so nervous.
Boats going very slowly next to each other. Wow. Really orchestrally giving it up for this episode.
They have like their fake Pirates of Caribbean music that they can't play the real thing, so it's like dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun.
Yeah, they really go for it, and then it's the boats, you know, it's like boats, you know, driving next to each other, and they're going against La Cavatita or whatever, and you're trying to make it look really serious, but then they cut to the guests like, oh my God, we're sailing. Look, my angle's starting to change. I'm not standing up straight anymore. We're tilting. And then drawers are flying open.
The one drawer in that one bedroom slides right open.
Yeah, shit's just flying all over on the boat. I mean, you want to talk about a crew that never learns its fucking lesson. I mean, geez, you've got Gary in charge of shit, which says a lot, you know, about never learning your lesson. And then just shit flying out of drawers.
It's like, I'm sure there's a clasp somewhere. Can we just like a hasp, a magnet,
you know,
rubber band. Is there just something to keep these doors closed? I feel like a sailing boat should have that locked into it. Like, that should be in there as part of the design. And then even the stuff that's not like in a drawer, they have like, for some reason, they have like a stack of tissue boxes. Like, of course this crew decides to put a stack of tissue boxes somewhere. And of course the stack of tissue boxes falls over.
Okay, keep an eye on that sheet, Kelsey. Is the sheet high enough?
Yeah, it's high enough.
Wait, put the sheet lower. Put it lower.
Genoa.
Okay, it's lower.
What about the Genoa? How's that Genoa looking? How's it? Oh, what about the mizzen? Genoa. Mizzen? Genoa. She. Kill.
Vamanos, am I right? Vamanos.
It's that girl Belinda trying to make her Spanish happen. It's not happening, Belinda. Okay, give it up.
And we're seeing, you know, oh, we're 50 meters behind. And then all of a sudden, oh no, we're 550 meters behind them. And Glenn's like, yeah, well, we're a bigger boat, so we got momentum. So when we gotta go around the curve, it's gonna take a lot longer. They're just staring at him like, we thought this was going to be like 5 minutes. Like, we don't care. Can we just,
it's he's fine. Like breakfast. And he's like, okay, guys, this is a real fun race. Let's go a little longer. Let's go a little longer until finally he exhausts the tiny boat and they barely win. It's a photo finish. That was a photo finish, guys.
Glenn's like, you know, my mission is to always deliver an epic sailing experience. Okay, you want adventure? You got it. Mm-hmm. It's cut to Keely, the primary, that's like, wow, can't believe we gave up plated breakfast for this. Great.
We gave up croissants for this shit. I know. So they're like, oh my God, that was so fun, but guess we have to pack. And then Jess, who's like lighthearted and fun this time around, yeah, she's not fighting with everybody, is just like trying really hard to be lighthearted and fun, and I don't really buy it. I know, no. Jen just wants to punch a wall. She's like, let's do the splits. That was so funny. God, I'm a fun person.
And then while they're packing up, Daisy is talking to Ashley. She's like, so Ashley, how are you going to handle tonight? And she's like, what do you mean? She goes, you know exactly what I mean. She goes, I mean, I know what you mean, but I'm not going to let myself get to a point where it's going to bother me. It's like, so not going to bother me. I'm like, sure, Ashley, because nothing about what you're doing here says that you're totally unbothered.
Right. Well, but, you know, this all goes back to if you're going to be second stool, you know, the things that you got to do when you're second stool is just... She's like, oh my God, I don't even want to talk about it. I'm fine. And yeah, she's like, well, I'm just trying to teach my girls. And of course, Gary and his dick are fucking it up.
She says, having sex with a crew is going to have repercussions, Ashley, if you want to be second stool. So Ash is like, I'm not worried about tonight at all. I already did my whole I remember your dick in my vagina thing, so it's sort of hard to top that, am I right?
But imagine being in a management position and telling an employee, you know, fucking the boss is gonna have repercussions, and not telling the boss. Like, I mean,
that's true.
Only that's very on true. This show.
Yep. So Colin's giving Gary some advice. He's like, let me tell you something, Gary. You need to let Ashley know your feelings for Scarlett. Just prep her for what she's about to witness, and hopefully it won't be a trademark. And he basically is like saying... Did I say trademark?
Yeah. It's going to be a trademark. Prep her so she doesn't trademark. I remember your penis in my vagina. All right? We don't want a TM after that. That's for sure.
She doesn't want to trademark your sexual intercourse because that means then Scarlett will not be able to get in there without a lawyer.
And then we see a clip of this train wreck he's talking about, and it's Ashley like, yeah, but your penis in my vagina, and then spaghetti binging and then barfing it all up.
Mm-hmm.
fun Ashley montage.
Yeah.
I hope her sister takes a clip of that and plays it every Christmas for the family.
She probably will. It'll probably be like screenshots made into Christmas ornaments dangling from the tree.
I got everybody in electric picture frame. All the preloaded pictures are just Ashley binging and barfing.
So Gary's like, well, maybe I shouldn't pursue Scarlett yet because on the boat it's quite hard and I don't want to hook up on a guest cabin. Oh, I mean, what am I even thinking about hooking up? I'm a fucking hell, Gary.
Yeah, Gary. Gary and his foe. Oh, I shouldn't. I won't. I shouldn't. I'd never. So then the mom of the group is like, well, we got to sail today, and that was the thing. Like, when did this lady step out of Downton Abbey and into this group of below deck sailing people? Who is this lady?
She's been British the whole time.
I
know,
but she's just more faw-faw today. She's like, well, we got to sail today, and that was the thing. Fortunately, I've met Charlie Chaplin. What a wonderful... It's like,
what is a weekend? Doing? I feel like it's probably a common British thing that when you're like on land, you're like, what is a telephone? But then when you're like in the middle of the ocean, it's like, rope swings, let's get the rope swing going. Siv lies on land again.
So Gary's thank you, heaving British people, lines.
For enduring that gross stereotype based on no facts.
Yeah, British people are putting up with a lot of shit lately. You know, between that and then you've got Below Deck Down Under, which, yes, everybody, I finally watched Below Deck Down Under. All of it. Binged it all. And you've got that piece of shit chef over there. He's like, yeah, you know what? British people, gross, idiots. They don't know food. Fucking morons. Fucking British people. Yeah, you know what British people like? Everything, because they got no taste. You know? Yeah. Like, just shove a piece of bread out there, pour some soda on it. They'll love it. Fucking idiots. Fucking British people.
Can't stand disgusting. That chef. That guy's such a piece of shit.
That guy is a huge piece of shit. I mean, he's such a piece of shit that you're like, is he purposely being this much of a piece of shit for airtime? But I don't think so. I think he's really that much of a piece of shit.
Yeah, he might actually be worse than the Putin sympathizer that was on Below Deck Men. I mean, that was a Putin sympathizer. And this guy might be worse than her. And she served the worst food we've ever seen. But this guy may be worse.
Yeah. Okay, so then we go over to Daisy. No, I'm sorry. Colin and Gary. Okay, so then Gary is heaving lines. And he's like, is it wrong to be strong?
So then they dock. Marcos is tired. That's Marcos' storyline. I'm tired. And so
I'm thinking so much right now. It's making me exhausted.
I've been thinking ever since the last time I've been thinking. So so then the guests come out. They all line up. The guests come out. They say goodbye. They hug. Keely thanks them. And Glenn's like, hold on. Watch out, everyone. Get out of the way. I got to go. He like runs back onto the cell. But it's like, ha. And then like two of them turn around like, oh, yes, Glenn. Yeah, we heard. We know you did this last time, too. Thanks, Glenn.
Got it, Glenn. Thanks. You can go, Dad. Okay. I'm at the party. So then it's time for a tip meeting. So that was epic. You know what? The guests really enjoyed that race. Scarlett, our newest member. Welcome, Scarlett. Welcome, Scarlett. Hey, everybody. I'd like to say welcome, Scarlett. And she's like, oh, God, thanks, everybody. That was so stressful. But now that I got the first time over with, I just feel so much better. Thank you.
And Ashley does that thing where she sort of stares kind of down at the carpet and flares her eyes like, oh my God, like drama queen. So
she's like, ew, I bet she thinks she's so charming with all of her charm and her beauty. Gross.
Gross. So then Glenn congratulates Marcos on the meal and they get a really nice tip and they get like $1,800 per person. Scarlett's like, yes, this is why we're here. Rebel, don't listen to country music. You're the one from Arkansas. That's why I'm here.
I touch stoves. That's what I'm doing here.
I'm such a rebel working in the service industry. All those creative juices flowing. So Gary pulls Ashley to talk because Colin said you should talk to her because you're going to hook up with Scarlett and she's going to lose her mind. So just prep her. So Gary pulls her to the side and he's like, I want to talk. She goes, I don't know what you want to talk about. And he goes, what do you mean? She goes, I don't trust you. And he goes, well, let's go out so I can have a cigarette because this is stressful stuff.
She's like, it's not stressful, Gary. He goes,
it is stressful. You know, things have changed between us. I can see it. I can see it. Why have things changed?
Gee, Gary, I wonder why things have changed. That's so crazy, isn't it?
Well, he goes, I can see how the attitude has changed towards me. Gary, this is not how you say to someone, listen, I know we flirted and we fooled around, but I've made it pretty clear that it was not something I really wanted to pursue, but I am interested in Scarlett and I do want to go down this path. I want to make sure I want to make sure everything is cool with us, whatever it is. But you don't start by saying, I can see how the attitude has changed towards me. You're like automatically putting her on blast. And like, also fuck you, Gary, for making me somehow take Ashley's side in this conversation. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, this is a tough one because they both suck so much.
Yeah, like, she sucks hardcore.
Yeah, but just leave it alone. You know, like, let her suck. Like, you don't have to goad her into sucking even more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, wow, you already look like a complete asshole on this show. So let's go out and make you look even more crazy, you know? So, yeah, he does the whole, what? Why has your energy changed? I just don't get it. And he's like, well, I wanted to see how you feel about it. And she goes, about what? He's like, about us, because, you know, I don't think there is an us. It's like, what are you breaking up with her? You're not dating, weirdo.
Exactly. And she goes, well, we all know how you like to flirt with everybody. And the thing about this is that, like, I think it comes down to, like, a respect thing. And he's like, how can you say that when you kiss me and then you, like, fuck someone 20 minutes later? I mean, what are you talking about? And then we see 5 charters ago, Gary and Ashley kissing. And then it goes, also 5 charters ago, Tom and Ashley kissing and then going to have sex.
Yes. But did they leave out the part where he was making out with Daisy in the hot tub? Because wasn't that the thing that she was like, fine, I'm fucking Tom then?
Was that what? Was that the same night?
Or he was like flirting heavy with Daisy or something. And she's like, oh my God, they're flirting. Guess I'm going to fuck Tom then. I don't care about Gary.
That must have been it. That must have been the same night. Yeah, because I remember she sort of like reacted in that way. So
he's like, well, think about that, because you say it's out of respect, it's about respect, but it's not about respect. You know, and I have feelings for Scarlett. I have a connection with Scarlett.
You do not have feelings for Scarlett or a connection with Scarlett. She's just the newest, hottest person on board. So you're going to try and get your penis all over her so nobody else can touch her.
Yeah. Big. And she's like, I haven't said anything about it. So fuck you. By the way, but what's funny, though, is that like Ashley is acting as if she were dumped. This is complicated because she's acting as if she were dumped by this guy, but they never were together. He made it very clear he was not interested in her, and now she's salty about it. But then, I don't even have the brain.
They're both terrible. That's the answer.
Yeah, I don't have the bandwidth to try to like to unravel this and all the hypocrisy that they both have in this situation.
Yes, agreed. So he's trying to make it like he's breaking up with her. And she's like, she says that thing about Scarlett. She's like, but I didn't say anything about Scarlett. Like, why are you even talking about Scarlett? And she tells us, what am I supposed to say? Like, if I say you're a piece of shit to his face, he's just going to spin it. He's never wrong because clearly he doesn't care about anyone but himself.
But like, you knew this too. But what does him being like, oh, he's never wrong, have to do with it also? Like what? Like, as far as I can tell, I think she's mad because they had like a flash of sex and then he's saying he doesn't remember it. And so I think she's embarrassed by that. And then she keeps saying that I think she's expecting that they have a thing now. I don't know. I understand. And yet I don't understand what's fueling her emotions.
I think that she's like Gary. She came on. She was like, that's the one that I want. And that's what he's doing with Scarlett. It's like, that's the one I want. It's like they pick the hottest. And then they both say they don't want anything and want any relationship. And then it turns into this, you know. But well, all he needs to say is like, listen, obviously you're pissed. Sorry you're pissed. But we're not together. And leave your drama away from Scarlett because I'm going to go for Scarlett. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because like she obviously this is fueled by rejection. So I know why she's acting this way. I get it because she feels rejected. But it's just one of those things like, but you're rejected from what? You guys didn't have anything. Like, it's just weird. So then Ashley starts doing this like faux like I'm so like I'm over it. Like, I literally don't care. Like, you guys can do whatever we could have done without this conversation because I'm literally over it. Like, I'm over it. Obviously, I'm over it. And so then she starts to walk away and goes, oh, so you're leaving now? Okay. And she's like, oh, fuck off. I'm like, you guys are terrible at this. Terrible at this. Whatever at this life. Is.
You're both you're terrible at life. Yeah. So Daisy and Ashley now. Ashley comes to Daisy and Daisy's like, what's wrong? And she's like, he is like the most patronizing douche. He's like, your attitude has changed. Yeah, I don't want you to be mad. And Daisy's like, well, he's the definition of fuckboy.
She goes, I'm over it. I want to have enough respect for myself to not get like wound up in this bullshit. Like, nobody's special. I don't know why she said that, but she said nobody's special. And then Scarlett hears that. And Scarlett goes, first of all, to us, she tells us, first of all, I am fucking special. And honestly, shut up. Grow up and speak to me.
Yeah, because they're talking in the cabin. So Scarlett goes in there to pee and hears them. And then they don't stop talking.
Yeah.
So Daisy's like, Ashley says, well, he says that he has chemistry with Ashley. And Daisy's like, I can't believe he said he's got chemistry with her. And Ashley's like, yeah, your dick has chemistry. That's all it is. And so Kelsey is there now. And Scarlett's hearing all this while she pees, obviously. And Kelsey's like, oh, my God, I have not touched Gary. Thank God. And Ashley's like, I wish I hadn't.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Colin, of course, goes up to Gary and he's like, so here was the conversation. Was it a good thing? I mean, the main thing is that you told her you don't like her, right? And he's like,
if you didn't get the picture that I'm not into after that conversation, then I don't know what else to say. Like, what? Like, I don't like you?
And Colin goes, well, did you say that? He goes,
no, I didn't.
It's like, that's right. Like, you didn't actually say that. Just regardless of whose side you're on, Gary was supposed to say, listen, I'm just not that into you. Okay, I'm into Scarlett. I'm not into you. I'm so sorry, but I'm not into you. And he actually did not say that at all. And that the conversation didn't even head in that direction.
Well, he did say, look, I'm going for Scarlett. I like Scarlett. So,
but he didn't say, I'm not into you. He was supposed to say, look, I know, like, that we have like that like there was flirtations, but I'm just not into. He didn't say that. He was just like, there is no us or whatever. He said stuff that like he didn't close the book on it the way he didn't end it. He didn't stick the landing.
Gary
the
never
way
closes
the
book.
To.
He can't play everybody against each other if he closes the book. I mean, that's what he does. He does it all season, every season. He just starts to come on and try and start fights between girls over him. And then he's gonna do it now. Again in this episode, everybody. So buckle your seatbelts. So now everybody's getting ready to go out. And Scarlett's like, oh, my God, do I look bloated? And Ashley's like, you don't look bloated at all.
And then they're in like a girl's van and a boy's van. And the girls are like, let's play fuck, marry, kill. So Scarlett's like, okay, I would fuck Gary, marry Colin. Wait, is there an option for not talk to Colin? Because I think I would do that too.
But I wouldn't kill anyone, guys. Come on. I wouldn't kill them. And Ashley's like, well, I certainly wouldn't fuck Gary now. Oh, wow, Ashley. Look at those boundaries. Good for you. You go, girl. So Daisy's like, I'd fuck marry Colin, and kill Gary. And they all laugh. So at the restaurant, they're ordering drinks, and Scarlett will fit right in here, except that she pronounces it wrong. She says, I would like an espresso martini. I was like, whoa. There's an X in that word on Bravo, man.
I was like, did you pronounce it the way it's spelled? Whoa. Yeah. Next, she's going to start saying et cetera instead of et cetera.
This is Bravo. Have some respect, new person.
So then Gary's like, so they're in, there's, it's like, you know, a six top, but it's not, it's like basically three tables pushed together. So Gary's trying to like separate his segment off with Scarlett, and like he's joking about putting candles on, so it's like a date. And she's like, no, please don't do this. She's like, you know, you've already caused a lot. He goes, oh, I don't even know what you're talking about. She goes, well, after the talk on the bow, like, that kind of sucked. It's just weird. He goes, well, I didn't mean anything to offend you.
She's like, I guess you all talked, and then it was talked about, and it, like, sucks. And he's like, well, I didn't mean to offend you. Oh, really? So you talked to Ashley. You knew she walked off pissed off to go talking about it, and now you're making a big deal about separating your table with Scarlett just to add more fuel to the fire. You're just so fucking obvious, dude.
And meanwhile, Barnaby, who I don't think anyone knows Barnaby is there. Like, I feel like he talks to people, but no one talks to him. And so he's like
I don't know what's happening right now, but if I were to guess, Gary's like, I'm in love, and Scarlett's like, I'm into you too. But what about mean old Ashley? And I love it.
His crazy eye laugh. So then they order, and Marcos is down getting all deep at the other end of the table. He's like, you know, my goal is to come on a sailboat and to do things that they say, that is impossible on sailboat. And I do them anyway. And Colin's like, wow, that's amazing. And you're amazing at what you do. But please count on us if you need help, because you're getting fraud because you're not asking for help. And that's what's happening
anyway,
here.
Anyway, the thing I would like to make is perhaps the first invention of ever food, invisible lasagna. All right, well, for that one, I don't mind that you just spoke right over me. That was actually a pretty cool concept.
That was the longest sentence I've ever finished, and it was because it was about someone else instead of my own life.
Yes, I was sort of waiting to see like how it would relate back to me, and then I realized it wasn't going anywhere, so I decided I would just cut off. Who am I speaking to?
So what happened after the chat on the boat? I'd like to know.
So he's trying to start shit still. And Scarlett's like, yeah, can we talk about that later? And he's like, I'd love to. Excuse me from the table. Blah, blah, blah. So he gets up to go smoke. And Ashley's like, oh, my God, I feel weird. And Kelsey tells her, you know what? You're supposed to, like, do you. And then you shouldn't, like, let other things bother you.
Yeah, Ashley, who is so unbothered, is making all these announcements at the end of the table. I just feel like this is so weird. So then Barnaby turns to Scarlett and goes, have you snogged him? She goes, what? Snogged? What?
Kiss, it means kiss. Have you ever kissed him for crying out loud, Scarlett?
And she's like, huh, yeah. And so they laugh and Daisy makes a face. And she's like, Daisy, what? And she's like, do what you want. Just don't come to me when it bites in the ass. And that's all I'm going to say about it.
It's like what I told my brother when he went to Sam Goody and tried to steal 3 Enya CDs. I said, do what you want, but don't come to me when it comes and bites you in the ass.
And Scarlett's like, but nothing is going to hurt me unless it's a stove and it's on fire and I'll touch it anyway. And Daisy's like, listen, I've known Gary a long time. And when I talk about Gary, it's with love, but it's also with a lot of emotional trauma.
She goes, well, this is for fun and for entertainment, like touching stoves. And Daisy goes,
fun and entertainment will get you so far, but you have to be aware of your surroundings. Like, look at Barnaby. He's trying to actually suck the blood out of your neck right now.
Daisy, you've made out with Gary like the past few episodes. And you had no problem when everybody else was taking a ride. Like, what is suddenly your issue? And so Ashley's like, yeah, well, guess what? It's not going to hurt me. I don't give a flying fuck.
Way to go,
and
Ashley.
I was like, guys, I'm not doing anything wrong. Scarlett, cut the bullshit.
Scarlett goes, I can be friends with whoever. Yeah, like, we're having fun and hanging out and, like, and we're going to have fun and that's okay. And Daisy goes, Scarlett, I'm not going to tell you what you can and cannot do, but I will stare at you with very angry eyes until you understand what I really feel. She goes, well, I don't have to say anything else. Sorry.
Yeah, Daisy is a total asshole in this scene. I can't believe her. Like, who does that? You are her boss, and you're dressing her down in front of the whole table about her love life with the guy that you've been making out with. Like, come on.
Yes, yes, it's inappropriate professionally. But that being said, she has this staff to manage, and she just knows that if Scarlett starts hooking up with Gary, it's going to be drama, and then she's going to have 2 girls fighting again, like she had with Gabriella and Ashley, and she's just kind of like, you can do this, but no, like, it's going to create drama around you, and it's going to be annoying. And so in a way, it is sort of like a, like, there is some sort of managerial element to it. Like, you know, you guys have to work together, you know?
Yeah, but she's not telling that to Gary. Gary is the other head of department. Like, if she really felt that way, then she would be in front of Captain Glenn saying, Gary needs to stop fucking everybody on this boat.
Well, she could do
all
the above.
It's doing nothing but causing problems. It's going to be a huge nightmare. We're going to get sued one day. Okay, but she's not doing that. She's like teaming with Ashley about it and then making out with Gary. Like, that's really professional too. So it's like, I can't buy the professional aspect from her. I think she's just being petty to a really pretty new girl and embarrassing her in front of everybody because Daisy obviously has something for Gary, too.
But I don't think Daisy's wrong. I mean, I think everything she's saying is correct. And I think she should say something to Gary. She should say something to Glenn, too, if it's becoming an issue with Gary flirting with her staff.
I don't know. So, it's addressing somebody down in front of all of their peers when they just got to the boat and, like, shaming her for shit that she never shamed Ashley about.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. That is not a great move.
And if anyone deserves the shame, it's Ashley.
I mean,
Shame her.
So now Scarlett, she's like, now I'm really fucking annoyed. And Daisy's like, why? And she goes, well, obviously, Daisy. And she goes, Scarlett's either going to crumble or explode right now. So then, of course, she actually winds up crumbling. So they wind up all getting, like, Daisy goes to get a cigarette. And then she winds up bringing Scarlett with her.
Scarlett walks off to cry, right? She's like, yeah. I want to leave. So she gets up and leaves. And Daisy sees her. And she's like, come on now. And Scarlett's like, yeah, I'm not really sure if this is for Ashley's sake or for Daisy's sake. But, like, sorry, you can't control my love life.
And Daisy's like, oh, don't be crying. Stop crying. And then meanwhile, back at the table, Kelsey's like, well, I don't think that she knows what she's getting involved with. And Ashley, of all people, goes, no, she doesn't. So, like, come in here and focus on your job then. Oh, okay, Miss Hospital Corners that face the door. Don't talk about, like, as if your work ethic is so fucking great. As if you did not do the same thing for the past several weeks on this show. And now all of a sudden, since you're, like, you know, Gary's penis is pointing a different direction. Like, as if, like, that behavior that you exhibited, suddenly you have an issue with? No.
Yeah. So Daisy apologizes to Scarlett, and she's like, oh, come on, I was just joking, and I'm really sorry, I shouldn't have done that. And then Gary comes back to the table, and he's like, oh, what's going on? What did I miss? Like, the typical Gary. Starts a bunch of shit and walks off, and then comes back and goes, what'd I miss?
Yeah.
Every time.
I mean, that's also very, like, that's total fuckboy behavior, right? So, Scarlett's just like, that just sucked. And Daisy's like, it's not your fault. I shouldn't have done that. I want my girls to love each other and care about each other and be a team, but not necessarily a tag team with Gary, if you know what I'm saying.
And Scarlett's like, yeah, but I asked Ashley if she was going to be okay with all of this, and she said she was fine. And I mean, if she's got a problem, then maybe she should be more honest about it if it's going to be like this. And Daisy's like, well, to be honest with you, Ashley's full of shit, and I caused this divide, and I'm sorry. And so Scarlett starts walking away. She's like, yeah, I appreciate you talking to me. I just need a moment. And she just walks off. And Daisy's like, do you want a shot?
Just like, no. So then Daisy...
the camera follows Scarlett into the bathroom. Like, could you just leave the girl alone? Like, we need to see her washing her hands and her mask in the bathroom. Let the girl pee, for Christ's sake.
And Barnaby is there. Barnaby's like wearing like a caftan or something, or like a, he's wearing like a duster. And Daisy's like, what have I done? And Barnaby goes, nothing. You have, don't blame yourself. You did nothing wrong.
Yeah, and he's carrying a like a bejeweled purse. I'm guessing it's Daisy's purse. And he's like crossing his legs with his wine glass. And he's like, oh, Daisy, everybody's so bothered all the time. I just rather people be less bothered. So they go back on the vans, and he's putting his head in her lap, and he's like, oh, Daisy, I've just tried so hard to flirt with you all week. Give me a little kissy, won't you?
So she, like, kisses him, and he's like, ooh. And, like, you can tell she's not into it whatsoever, but she's sort of just doing it to be fun. And the other van,
she looks like she's trying to get a package of cold cuts open with her teeth. Like, that was the least energetic kiss I've ever seen from two people. What do you call it? Chemistry. The least chemistry I've seen.
Lack thereof. Mm. So then back on the boat, Daisy and Scarlett are hugging because everything's like fine now. And then there's like party time. And it's like this almost like a montage of everyone partying. Gary and Scarlett are dancing, and then Gary and Scarlett are kissing, and then Barnaby's peeing off the side of the boat, and he's just sort of like looking at everyone like, ew, take a good look. And Gary, then like Daisy's behind the bar and Gary's asking for a shot. He's like, vodka. And it's like a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, this is the woo segment where everybody's just like wasted and screaming. And then they cut the music out and you see Captain Glenn snoring. And so Gary is like wasted, coming out of Scarlet. He's like, come on. Does this feel safe? Does this feel good? Come on, how does this feel? Doesn't it feel right? And he's like kissing her. And she's like kind of making out awkwardly with him back.
Yeah. And Daisy's talking to Kelsey, and she's also wasted. And she's like, you know what? She's like, I don't know if I'm being drunk or angry or angry. I couldn't pivot quite out of the Gary voice there. But she's like, I'm not going to be a bitch, but I'm trying to be like read between the loins. And they actually write down loins, like L-O-I-N-N-E-E. Read between the loiny.
And Kelsey's like, well, I think you were saying like read between the lines, but she was like, I'm not doing anything wrong. You know, like you gravitate towards the person who gives you the most attention, but then when you realize it's just a person who wants to fuck you, then like, and then they put Gary making out with Scarlett up side by side.
Yeah.
To Daisy going, I don't care. I don't give a shit about Gary. He can do whatever he wants to. What do I care about Gary? Not even thinking about him. Not a bit.
And Scarlett goes, they're hugging. And she goes, seriously, thank you for everything. And he goes, I want to have sex with you.
She's like, I'm good, but thank you. And she goes, oh my gosh, like he's charming, but it doesn't mean I'm going to sleep with him tonight. I have respect for myself and I know what I've heard. So watch me do it. I'm out. I'm out. Ow! Told you not to touch the oven. But I had to try. Good night, everybody.
So now it's the morning. They're cleaning, they're folding. Scarlett is in a great mood. Ashley is tired and hungover. And Glenn's on the looking at the radar and he sees there's going to be strong winds. So they're going to have to like go north to some protected waters because it's going to be really windy. And then Daisy is, she's in Colin's like tech cubby. He has that little corner of the boat where that only Daisy visits. No other person on this boat has ever been to Colin's little engine room cubby.
She's like, I'm over it. I don't give a fuck about the drama from last night. And goes, well, can I say it might be a little jealousy? She goes, it is not, and you're fucked for saying that. Am I turning red? I must be allergic to something down here. Why do you live in a hole?
Well, you know, I started to live in a hole because I found... You know, for so many years I lived in big houses.
I don't care about Gary. I haven't given him a second thought. I don't care.
That was going to be a great anecdote, but apparently no one wants to hear it yet again.
And you think I like Gary? You think if I said, come on, Gary. Oh, he goes, yeah, you're just jealous and you don't make out anymore because there's a new girl here. And she goes, oh, you think if I said, come on, Gary, let's go. He would say no because there's a new girl. You're as naive as me, Colin.
Here is, if only I knew your last name, I would say your full name right there. It would be very charming. Like if your name were Anderson, I would say, you're as naive as I am, Colin Anderson. But unfortunately, I don't know your last name. Well, actually, I can tell you what my last name is.
The I
last
don't like is... at the end. So then Gary and Daisy are talking and she's like, what are you smiling at? And he says, you and Barnaby, eh? Blah, 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 blah. She's like, yes, young deckhands have a thing for me, Gary. It's how it works.
He's trying to pawn Daisy off on Barnaby to get her out of his hair. That's what he's doing right there. Yep. So anyway, time for a preference sheet meeting.
Nobody goes, well, it was pretty passionate the way you were kissing. And she's like, it wasn't passionate. It was like this. And kisses him. And he's like, oh, wow, that made my daddies, really.
So now it's time for the preference sheet meeting. And the primary is Lane Merrifield, who owns a startup between Orange County and Alberta, Canada. And he just proposed to his fiancée right before he went to Menorca. And he can't wait to celebrate with friends. And he really wants molecular gastronomy. So Captain Glenn's like, oh, what's that, molecular gastronomy? So Marcos goes, oh, well, so molecular gastronomy is you're going to see red peppers, but in a different shape, like the shape of chocolate, but it's going to be pure flavor of red pepper. I was like, I guess.
I mean, interesting definition of that. I mean, that was kind that. Of the Top Chef challenge about that, like make one dish and then make a twin dish, but made out of completely different things, you know? So I guess that's an element of it. But
it's also like such an odd, like, so ladies and gentlemen, here is your chocolate bar served on a arugula. Surprise, it's a red pepper. It's like, great, thanks.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
And I like that this guy Lane put on his sheet, I've eaten at 30 different Michelin-starred restaurants. Wow. Wait till you see my Chili's resume. You're just going to lose your fucking mind. I've eaten at 30 different Chili's. I cannot wait to order my awesome blossom.
Yeah. So, and on top of that, these guests want a white party. Oh, God. Like, two things you'll never see me do on a yacht. Want a yacht party or a Gatsby party. You will never see me do those things.
You spent your time between OC and Alberta. Do you need more whiteness in your life? Like, jeez.
So true. So Glenn goes, well, the weather's going to be very, very lumpy. So I just want you to think about that. We're going to be having peppers that look like chocolate on lumpy water. Okay, everyone.
That's not the only lumpy one. Gail will be joining you for dinner.
What was that?
Good little Top Chef crossover going on in the boat.
Did that come from that other boat that we raced against? Whoa.
So Marcos is like, oh my God, making a bell pepper look like a chocolate coin. Oh, jeez. This is going to take a lot out of me. It's going to take me forever. And he just starts freaking out and rubbing his forehead like, oh, I'm a headache commercial. Look at me. Oh, I can't take it. Like, hold on. Let me hold my lower back while I do it. Oh, my headache.
Little yellow, different better. Lupin. So, so now he stays up till like 2 a.m. And then it's the morning. He's calling the provisioner. And it's more cleaning and more provisions. And where Daisy's assigning people to mids and lates and earlies and all that stuff. And Ashley is like, you know, I could approach this situation with Scarlett so much differently. I could be such a bitch, but I'm going to take the high road and prove at least I'm not a piece of shit. Like, I believe that ship has sailed, unfortunately. I believe that I'm not a piece of shit ship is it's in the Atlantic now, and you're still in the Mediterranean.
I have seen no hint in 13 weeks of you not being a piece of shit, or 15 weeks, whatever this is. There has been like not weeks. Even a glimmer of you not being a piece of shit. Sorry.
Literally not one nice thing she's done.
So welcoming guest time, and they have to basically go pick up the guests and bring them on the tender to the boat. So they do that.
And this guy is full of jokes. Lane.
Oh, this Lane is a dad joke master. Listen, guys, he learned it from going to 30 different Michelin starred restaurants. Okay.
Yeah, he unfortunately the 31st restaurant was he thought it was a restaurant that specialized in carrots. He just went to a Carrot Top show by accident and he came back with all the jokes.
It's like, wow, that's that. Now that's molecular gastronomy. So Lane, the tender arrives, and Lane's like, hey guys, it's the boat's a little smaller than I thought it would be.
Where's the mast? Where's the pilot? Am I right, everyone? Am I right? So they come on board, and they make a lot of jokes about how
small. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, it's fine.
But they arrive at the big boat, and he goes, oh, is that the captain? Hey, captain, we thought this was the boat at first.
Oh, we're just going to try to get as much mileage out of the comedy of a boat that's much smaller than we expected. Taking us to a boat that's the size that we expected. Oh God, it's just a gold mine of comedy.
You're really making that one work. I kept writing down Greg. Doesn't he seem like a Greg Lane?
Yeah, but he's Lane.
Yeah, made it work, yeah, Lane.
Like Lane Bryant.
Hmm. I love her. I love Lane. Finally, some jogging pants that I can feel comfortable and gorgeous in.
You could be gorgeous in anything you put your mind to, Ronnie.
Yes, the peas in the pod. Where the fuck else would it be? Why are you asking?
So they take a tour of the boat, and there's this girl who just won't stop saying "eh." She's like, "Wow, nice, eh? Great, eh? Whoa, look at the view, eh? Wow, nice room, eh? Is that a coffee table, eh? God, love it, eh?"
Next week it'll be, "I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry for this water. I'm sorry." Canadian stereotypes. Yeah. So fun.
I know, but she's really driving it home, you know. I mean, every time they turn a corner, she's like, "Whoa, the bathroom, eh?"
She's just like bringing her own maple syrup and Labatt Blue.
It's probably the girl from the OC, too.
I know. It's like, "Hey, Crystal, could you stop playing hockey on the deck? We're trying to enjoy lunch."
"I love Canada."
Oh, we brought the girl from California.
"And what I really want is forgiveness." Oh, she's singing Alanis again.
So the captain comes out. He's like, "Is everyone here Canadian? Myself included? God, I love paying more for books." "So welcome to the boat, everybody."
And Lane goes, "Oh, you're saying that this is the most polite boat you've ever had?" It's like, actually, yes, so far.
Yep. "Well, the weather now is bad, and it's only getting started, so I guess it's going to be, you know, a lot of time on the boat." And he's like, "Well, is there any chance we can pull up sails?" And he's like, "No, I don't think so. And I feel bad, because that's the whole point." And they're like, "Wow, I feel bad. No, I feel bad. I feel real bad. I feel bad, too. No, I feel bad for you. I feel bad for you.
But I know you want to sail." "I feel bad, eh? Heidi."
"But don't worry. My heart will go on." So Glenn's like... She's an icon. So then Glenn is like, "Well,
wind or not, I'm spending some time with the red leaf, eh?"
"Oh, je me souviens." It's the Quebecois license plate. So Glenn tells us, things you learn when you go to school in New Hampshire on the border of Quebec. So then Glenn tells us, he's like, "Well, we're really going to have to keep them really creative, be really creative and keep them occupied. I mean, fortunately, Canadians are notorious for being chilled out people. I'm being completely impartial. But remember when we ran aground and I was like, oops." So, you know.
And Lane's telling the other people, "Well, that's a bummer, but we're going to figure it out." "You're going to figure it out? You're going to figure out the wind, Lane? Good luck. Go negotiate with the wind, Lane."
"Can you figure out the wind? I do not think so." It's very poetic.
"The colors of the wind. Am I right, Pocahontas?"
"Have you ever seen the wolf blowing? Wolf howl in the new corn wind?
I'll be your onboard entertainment. In lieu of sailing, I'll be singing the best of Pocahontas. Thank you."
"Pocahontas, but don't poke a Gary. Whatever you do."
"Have you ever seen Gary try to fuck a blue corn moon?"
"I actually have. It was sad. It was a sad day."
So Daisy goes to check on Marcos, and he's like writing pictures in his book. He's like, "Beet, popsicle, no, beet, filet. Oh,
it's a beet, but it looks like palm frond.
No, it's popcorn that tastes like corn. Oh God, I've got more work to do on this."
"Corn that looks like more corn. No."
"It's very hard. It's very hard.
Parsnip, but it's a carrot."
So the wind comes. Dun, 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 dun. And the captain's like, "You know, we should set up a rope swing because they're pretty disappointed." Okay. So they do. And Ashley's serving them drinks. And one of the guys is like, "Wow, every Ashley I know is named Smashley. And I really don't know why." Well, it's not going to change after this season.
No, it definitely won't. And the girl goes, I bet she can let loose, eh? So then they start serving lunch and Marcos comes out and he like explains everything. He's like, there's tomatoes and we have a plate of asparagus and we have ham sandwiches and we have a turkey and we have a fish and we have, you know, three pineapples. And then Lane goes, I wasn't paying attention. Can you say it again?
And one of the guys is like, hey, Ashley, we've already named you Smashley. I hope that's okay. She goes, oh, yeah, I've heard that one before because I fell face first out of my bed. I was shit faced. So fucking, I mean, you don't need to tell me twice, Ashley.
Ashley, come over here. Mm. Ashley,
am I in trouble again?
No, Ashley, listen, there are guests that they want to walk away feeling like they've made a friend, but they also want to walk away feeling like they've had 5-star service. So stop dropping F-bombs and start singing Pocahontas, okay?
I'm gonna break, but I need to make sure that I can trust that you're professional up here. Great, thank ya. So she goes and rope swing, rope swing, rope swing, rope swing. So
no belly flops.
No belly flops?
Well, I mean, I'm saying it's an improvement over the last charter where...
Oh, that poor girl. Leave her alone. Rebecca,
whatever her name was.
Leave Mealy alone or whatever. Neely or whoever the hell belly flopped on that boat. You just leave them alone. Sorry, Mealy, Keely, Dealy, Sealy.
Have you ever seen the wolf belly flop under a blue corn moon?
So Marcos is talking about his food and how hard it is. And Gary's like, well, if... Gary's like, well, if you need a hand, just give me a shout. Now, I'd prefer you didn't, all right, because I don't want to help.
So Marcos is muttering about working. He's just like muttering, but he's working and working and working. And he's falling behind on his cooking. And everything's, you know, like there, Scarlett and Daisy are starting to pull, you know, silverware for dinner. And Scarlett actually doesn't. Actually try to comb her hair with a fork, which is great.
Yeah, and, it was so funny because Daisy goes, all right, Scarlett, tonight is a white party. So everything you pull, it's going to be white. Exactly. You did it. Scarlett, you did it.
She's come so far.
So then in the middle of this, Marcos gets a text from his friend that like his best friend's mom has died. And to punctuate the sadness of this moment, we cut to Glenn eating that strange giant cracker that he's been eating all season long. It's like, and it's sad. So basically, you know, he calls his friend's sister and they're talking and he's just like on top of everything else. You know, he's behind, he's tired, and now he's learned about this sad development and and dinner has to be ready in 2 hours. So what will happen?
Dun, dun, dun.
That is the cliffhanger. So, you guys, thanks everyone for listening. We'll be back again later this week with more recaps, Beverly Hills, Dubai, all that fun stuff. Bonus episode on Patreon. So, thank you all for listening. Thanks for all being here. And we will catch you on the next one.
See you later, alligator.
See you later.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters. Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
My Favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No One Makes Us Feel Well like Megan Capsewell. Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She Leaves Us in Stitches, it's Katherine Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't Have a Meal Without the Emily Sides. We Wanna Hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Let's Get Racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She Ain't No Shrinkin' Violet.